The readings this Sunday focus on the mystery of God, who is compassion, tolerant, and inclusive. God's Spirit is poured out on all the baptized and not limited to only some. The mark of a true disciple of Christ, therefore, is tolerance, compassion, and acceptance of the gifts of others. The disciples had just been given the authority to expel demons in the name of Jesus. On their way, they found someone not of their company expelling demons in the name of Jesus, and they had tried to stop the man. John, who belonged to the inner circle, tells Jesus how they tried to stop him and telling him that they alone were the chosen ones and not he. Jesus teaches them a lesson on tolerance, compassion, and inclusiveness. In other words, the man should have been left alone, because anyone performing miracles in Jesus' name is certainly on his side. That response of Jesus is not simple, nor is it immediately evident when he declares, "Anyone who is not against us is for us." The message is threefold. One, the mark of a true disciple of Christ is an attitude of tolerance, compassion, and inclusiveness. That is, accepting the gifts of others. Two, God's Spirit is not limited to those of our company, nor to this or that church. And finally, God's Spirit is at work in all those who seek God with a sincere heart, as we pray in the fourth Eucharistic prayer. I am Monsignor John, podcasting from Mililani, Hawaii. Stay tuned.